Milton had a special town meeting last night, and joining us this morning with a recap is town moderator Robert Hiss. Mr. Hiss, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks again for having me.
So did special town meeting wrap up last night, or do you still have to keep going?
Unfortunately, not even close. We have eight articles, and last night in the first article, all we passed after 4 hours of debate was a decision not to refer the first MBTA zoning article back to the select board for further study. So we will resume next week on the 11th, where we'll pick up debating actually adopting that MBTA zoning article, and then we have seven more after that.
So it was basically, if I can just only make sure I understand, it was only this first article that you discussed. The rest of the articles still have to be debated.
That is correct.
So what was kind of the crux of the debate or the issue with this particular article?
There were both process and substance. The process was this article originated out of the select board instead of the planning board. The warrant committee was opposed to adopting it right now. That's the group that makes recommendations of all of our articles. The planning board was opposed to adopting it right now. They wanted to come back and address it and adopt it in our May special, our May annual town meeting. And the other side of the process concerns, the proponents were saying, we have a state-imposed deadline of this December 31 to adopt this article. So that's the process, plus and minus. The substance was, by adopting this, Milton is going to add potentially 25% more housing units by right, which means if a homeowner sells their home to a developer, the developer doesn't need a special permit to turn that into a multi-family dwelling as opposed to a single-family dwelling. So we have 9,000 homes, and this could add up to 2,400 homes. And the reason people are concerned about this is there are 12 cities and towns in the Commonwealth that are designated as rapid transit because they have some portion of the rail T system in town. We have a small old trolley line that runs from Ashmont Station across the northern border of Milton and Boston over to Mattapan. It takes very low volume of people, but they're designated that as a rapid transit. And that means we're subject to much denser housing and this December 31 deadline. So it was too much too fast for some, but need to comply with the state law for others. So a quite substantive debate. We had 25 to 30 speakers and a number of presentations.
And you said, once again, it will resume next week. What time again?
7:30 p.m. on Monday the 11th at the Milton High School. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, and Milton Cable Access TV.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.